He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history, who has left indelible impressions in history. Who has left indelible impressions in history. Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu anhu.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we say marhaba. Welcome to this Silsila, the glimpses into the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, we have covered few episodes, and this we saying glimpses because we're just getting a glance into the life, we're just touching just the tip of the iceberg, because we cannot get into detail of this person and personality. It would need a lots of time, but subhanallah azza wa jalla, I just chose few points, few narrations, few waqiyat from the lifestyle of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, so we can get some madani pools from it, inshallah, so this way it can be benefit for us. So let us first and foremost make intention, good intentions. As it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. So if you use the Madani channel, you're watching, I am talking, mashallah, azawajallah. Whilst you're listening at this moment, let us make some good intentions. Because the more mere intentions, the more sincere intentions we make, inshallah tabarakut Allah, the more reward in our account, inshallah tabarakut Allah. So let us make intention first and foremost that whatever we are doing is only and only for the pleasure of Allah tabarakut Allah. Whatever madani pools we get from the life of this pious personality, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, we try to be practical upon it and try to pass the message on to other Islamic brothers as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amiri al-Sunnat, Hazrat Alama, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razvi Ziyai. Allah grant him a long life and good health. He wrote a booklet called Ziya Durud al-Salam. In that he quotes 40 different narrations, about the beneficence of sending salawat upon the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu salam. And he quotes them, mashallah, so I'll be always quoting from this book, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, that our minds and yours, and the universal blessed Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned that if a person recites once salawat upon him, just once, 10 good deeds will be written in his account, inshallah, azawajalla, 10 sins will be forgiven, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and that person's status will be upgraded by 10 times. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine one durood upon the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and so much of barakat, so much of blessings, inshallah. So become habitual wherever you are. Today small tasbihs are available, even big tasbih doesn't matter, but tasbih, just get so we know that we have to specific amount of time for durood pak for the day, inshallah. Recite maximum amount, example 212 durood pak, 313 durood pak, 1000 durood pak, 2000, make a specific amount, inshallah, per day. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us more and more blessings for reciting salawat upon the beloved and blessed Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. In the last episode, alhamdulillah, we covered some beautiful points about knowledge of deen. And this episode, I want to continue also with one aspect of the gaining of knowledge of deen. MashaAllah, as we have heard from the last episode, that Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had a love for the knowledge of deen. Therefore, he had admiration, and he used to envy the uncle of his beloved mother. And subhanallah azza wa jal, he wanted to be like that person. He wanted to become pious. And subhanallah azza wa jal, we heard that mashallah azza wa jal, after some time, mashallah tabarak wa ta'ala, eventually, on the request of his father and his own request, mashallah azawajal, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, went to Madinat al-Munawwara to gain the knowledge of the... We're still learning about the life story of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, the greatest of personalities of his time. When the father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, came to perform Hajj, when he came, mashallah azawajal, he visited the respected teacher of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi, Hazrat Sayyidina Saleh bin Kisan, rahmatullahi ta'ala. He visited him. And they had a conversation. They were talking to each other. And subhanallah azawajal, now you will understand the relationship between parent and teacher. Alhamdulillah azawajal. We need a relationship between parents and teacher. Yes. If there's no relationship between parents and teacher, then we have a problem. If there's no understanding between parent and teacher, between parent and the ustad, then we got a problem, because we need to have a communication. There should not be a communication gap. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he meets the ustad of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi, Hazrat Saleh bin Kisan, rahmatullahi ta'ala. And the respected teacher started to talk about the student. Of course, we give reports about the student. And mashallah, look and listen to the words of Hazrat Saleh bin Kisan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great scholar of Islam, great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He says that, giving a remark, he said about this Madani child. He says, "Oh Abdul Aziz, Allahu Akbar. Oh Abdul Aziz, oh Governor Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, I have never seen such a child whose heart is filled with so much with the greatness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as the heart of this child of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah. I haven't seen another child." Allahu Akbar. The father heard this. That subhanallah, that the teacher is praising Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah, and telling him that he never seen a heart full with so much of greatness of Allah tabarak, meaning the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the ishq and mahabba of Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi salam was instilled so much in the heart, so much engulfed into his life, that subhanallah, even the people around Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah, they watch and they notice the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the resemblance of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the beloved Rasul alayhi salam in the appearance and the body of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah ta'ala. They see that through his actions, how much of love he has for Allah Azzawajalla and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And subhanallah Azzawajalla, viewers of Madani Channel, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah was fair in complexion. Yes, he was handsome, fair in complexion, with a thin face and deep eyes. And he had a beautiful beard. Subhanallah Azzawajalla. We also heard that Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi, when he was a child, he fell off the horse. And also we heard another narration that when he was a child, the donkey with the hoof, with the rear of the hoof, hit or mark or knocked onto the head, forehead of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. And that's why he was called the Ashhaju, the mark of Bani Umayyah, which was found on Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi. If you remember the previous silsila we discussed about Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu having the dream, the khab, where he says that one of my descendants, one of my family members, one of my bloodline is going to be a ruler and is going to be full of justice, and he will have a mark on his forehead. So twice we have read from two narrations that he had marks on his forehead. So mashallah, we learned so many beautiful Madani pools today, and the connection between ustad and pupil, and the connection between ustad and the parent. We need that circle. The triangle has to be there. All must be connected. So you understand that if you work together like this, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will get the understanding. And inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will understand the progress of your child in that institute wherever you are, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, of course we heard that he memorized the Quran. And mashallah azawajal, he memorized Quran at a childhood age. Yes, viewers of Madani Channel, always, you know, we motivate that if you're talking about, you know, memorization of Quran, you always think about putting your children from a young age into Madani Qaeda, and then from Madani Qaeda, they go into Quran, mashallah, starting off from 30th para, all the last surahs, last 10, 12, 15 surahs, they're by heart, and you check how well they're learning, how well they're by hearting, and from there they complete the whole 30th para, then some of them started Alif Lam Mim, etc., etc., and from there we note our children, because at young age, very easy to absorb, to become Hafiz of Quran. So inshallah tabarakutala, if you have intention, start at a young age inshallah azawajal. Many institutes of Dawah Islami, alhamdulillah azawajal, throughout the world, I estimated more than almost 3,000 madaris of Dawah Islami worldwide. MashaAllah azawajal. Almost 3,000 madaris of Dawah Islami worldwide teaching Nazira and also Hifz al-Quran. So there's a chance for us inshallah tabarakutala, if you want to make our child like Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah, there's a great opportunity for us to join the Madrasatul Madina, subhanallah azawajal. So we go further that when he was a child, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah ta'ala, he became Hafiz of Quran. And he would also attend the dars of the glorious blessed companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. They used to give dars in Madinatul Manawwara, in the Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. MashaAllah azawajal. So Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah ta'ala, people not knowing that very soon he's going to be such a great person and personality. At that young age, MashaAllah azawajal, he used to sit in the company of the Sahaba Ikram, Alayhim Ridwan, and also Taba'een. MashaAllah, like Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, radiallahu ta'ala, and Yusuf bin Abdullah, radiallahu ta'ala, anhuma, MashaAllah. So he used to sit in the company, and MashaAllah, he used to write down the notes, whatever they were discussing, whether it was tafsir, or whether it was fiqh, or hadith, whatever, MashaAllah, he used to write all the notes, and he used to get the madani pools from these great person and personalities. In this way, MashaAllah, he completed the education of Quran, he completed the education of hadith, and also of fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, in the blessed company of these pious personalities, and subhanAllah, he attained this status, whose excellence had also been acknowledged by many great contemporary muhaddithin. Allahu Akbar. That was our Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, mashallah azawajallah. Allama, Hazrat Sayyidina Allama Zaibi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has talked about Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, in the following words, viewers of Madani Channel. He says, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is a great imam. He's a great faqih. He's a great mujtahid, an expert in hadith, and a respectable hafiz, the one who has memorized the Holy Quran, subhanAllah wa jalla. So these are the words of great person and personalities about Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. Hazrat Sayyidina Mahmoon bin Mehran, rahmatullahi ta'ala, stated, and he calls him mu'allimul ulama, the teacher of ulama. And he said, Sayyidina Mahmoon bin Mehran, rahmatullahi, said that when we came to him, thought that he would be needy of us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Mahmoon bin Mehran, rahmatullah, says it was opposite. It has been learned that we are in need of him, and we are supposed to be his students, his pupils. Subhanallah azawajallah. Dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah, who was greatest of scholars of that time. Subhanallah azawajallah. They were teaching him, but when teaching him, they were shocked, amazed. That this person and personality, young person like this, that we want to teach him, but subhanAllah azawajal, instead of we teaching him, he's teaching us. And they said that we are fit to become his students. Viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah azawajal, this was none other than our Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a person who has spent time in the company of people of high caliber, like Sayyidina Ibn Umar and Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, subhanAllah azawajal. He was surely the one who possessed most knowledge than others. So viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azawajalla, today we learned so many Madani pools from the life of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, motivate our family and friends and members of our family to get the knowledge of deen. Alhamdulillah azawajalla, we also learned in this silsila, young hafiz, pakka hafiz, we were in so many knowledges, so many branches of knowledge, mashallah azawajal, he got and he became expert in those knowledges. So inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we make dua in the court of Allah azawajal. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq and hidayah inshallah azawajal, that we follow the footsteps of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, inshallah azawajal, and try to be like him. Of course we cannot be him, but we can try to inculcate his lifestyle and try to be like Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, especially in his thirst for knowledge of deen, mashallah azawajal, and his thirst for justice, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and his thirst against oppression, etc. So many beautiful things we're going to learn about this person and personality. So keep connected to Madani Channel. Mashallah azawajal, Madani Channel is making things so easy for us, alhamdulillah. wherever we go throughout the world, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, Madani Channel available on your screens, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, Madani Channel available on your laptops, on your cell phones, everywhere, online, you can go and you can download Madani Channel, MashaAllah Azawajal, and you can watch Madani Channel. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon all these points, inshallah Azawajal, and keep connected to the beautiful movement of Dawat Islami. Keep watching Madani Channel, and only Madani Channel. Allah Karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae Dawat Islami, teri doom machi ho. Amin. Bijahi Nabi Amin. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. Who has left indelible impressions in history. Who has left indelible impressions in history. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, radiyallahu anhu.